What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Questionable Behavior Podcast. This is your host, Edison. Please don't forget to follow us on Instagram at @_QBPC. Also, give us 5 stars on iTunes and anywhere you have stars. So we have a special episode today. We are in Milan, Italy, and we have a hip-hop artist from Milan, the DMX of Milan.
Thank you.
Gianghi Leon, did I say that right?
Gianghi Leon.
Gianghi Leon.
Yes.
Okay, I have to say it with an Italian accent, you know?
Yeah.
So, Gianghi, I want to talk to you about your recent album.
Yes.
It has a lot of Spanish sampling.
Yes.
So where do you get that from?
I think it raised up from a passion when I was younger. I have some Dominican friends, and we used to listen Cypress Hill and Beatnuts, stuff like that, Fat Joe, and so a lot of Puerto Rican artists. So
since you were young, you were listening to that kind of music, and
also my grandmother used to listen traditional Latin music, like orishas, Buena Vista Social Club, stuff like that. I take all of these, and
because your whole album, every song has kind of like a sample from a classic Spanish song. So why did you want to do that for this album?
Because that's I like the sound. That's the sound I like. So I used to listen also a lot of Jedi Mind Tricks and. When I was younger, and Stoop, the producer, used to cut a lot of Italians or Latin samples, and I really appreciate the way he does stuff like that, and so, I think it's a kind of sound that I like so much, and in Italy, I think nobody does something like that. So that's why that's my influence.
That's kind of like something that you've been used to growing up. And,
yes.
And it's the classic songs. So
classic song. Yes.
And who produced this album?
Weirdo from Crazyology.
Okay.
And Mezzo Legacy, my crew too.
So he made all these beats, and you were kind of just talking to him, kind of, the sound that you wanted. How was that process?
Yeah, mainly he didn't stuff like that before, but I make a lot of pressure on him. So listen to this music and try to cut some sample. And at the end,
it worked. Yeah, it worked out good.
It works good. Yeah.
What's your favorite song on the album?
I think Guantanamera is the best song, but. Mírame tú or Caballero, Caracas, Guantanamera, I think maybe is the best of the song.
That's your favorite?
Yeah, I think.
Is there more videos coming out for this project, or what videos did you make already?
Not on this project, I didn't make a lot of video. It's something like a choice, because the album before I made a lot of video, and now I say let the music work, and it works better than before.
Also, the numbers are better in this album, and you even put less, and you're not putting too many videos out yet.
Yeah,
is it something you're gonna do later, or? As a surprise for the fans, or are you not sure?
I something I did like a promo video of Instagram of El Dorado or Mirame, the first song for S Magazine, Italian magazine that talk about Italian rap. But I don't know. Maybe one other video is coming out. Let's see.
Okay. What a nice surprise. So tell me, because you have a lot of people featuring on this album.
Yes.
So tell me how those collaborations worked out. I know the only rapper I knew before coming to Italy was Ernia, because I'm an AC Milan fan, and he's doing the stuff with AC
famous,
Milan.
Yeah.
So how did that collaboration?
Mainly Instagram connect us, because he was listening to my music, I think, and he made a story with my music. So I write him, and in the same night we meet with no reason, just like in the streets. Oh, what's up? We make a song. Yeah.
No, nice. So it was just he was kind of listening
random
to your music.
Like, yeah, random.
Yeah. So that must have been like a surprise, like, oh shit, you know, like you know, because right now I guess he's moving up very fast in Milan. Right?
Deserve it.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. That's awesome. So you got, but who else is featured on the album? I know there's a lot of talent in general. Italian talent.
Lance Khan is from my crew too, Mezzo Legacy, and Axos is another artist that we work a lot of together. Mm-hmm. Made a lot of song with Axos and Lance Khan. Mm-hmm. We are like a trio of rap. So we know when we do something together, it works good. And every time we want to do something new. Mm. So
what's the hip hop scene in Milan like? I see that, you know, like someone like Ernia, for example, hitting up another artist and getting that collaboration. So is there like a lot of support? Is it or is it kind of hard to?
I can say there's a way. If you are connected and you are good, I think you can find the right way to
like, if you know the right people,
to push your music to the people. No, yes. When somebody support you here. There's a lot of love, so the people.
Also, there's a lot of like people are actually pushing your music and support. How about between rappers with each other? Is that like, do people work together?
It depends on the person. It's there's no there. It depends. Some people are so open. To work out with other people on the tracks, and some other are more close on his.
Is there any like rivalries between like other cities in Milan? Like, is there a certain style that Milan brings that other cities maybe don't?
Yes, maybe a kind of rap that here's in Italy it can be called. Universal for Italian rap. You can see this from the metric and the technique of the Milan artists, but also from Rome and the south of Italy with the dialect like Napoli, the way in.
Well, with their dialect, the way they, I guess, they say certain words.
It's so cool, no?
Mm. So is there like, is hip hop a big in Italy now, or is it like some, is it a genre that's just catching different major cities?
Yes, it's bigger now, but we have to grow, I think, no? So
it's bigger now, but yeah.
The younger generation are reached by the promoted music. It's not the way like the young generation reach the music that the young generation want. I don't know. I think sometimes there's less research. Mm-hmm. People don't know really what it wants. You know. But
would you say the younger generation is more into hip hop than?
Yes. I think.
No, so that's good, I guess. So like when the younger people are growing, you know, obviously it's going to catch on and become because there hasn't really been a big commercial hip hop artist in Italy in a long time. Only now, I guess, you're seeing big hip hop artists come out and fill up stadiums and things like that in Italy.
Yes, instead the scene is bigger now. There's more artists that work work good with the music than before. Like I think 10 years.
So what would you think changed from how long have you been doing music actually?
Seriously or
or playing
both. I started at 15 years with freestyling in the south of Milan where I lived, and after I started my write song with my friends, and I can say seriously it's not I write song from a lot of years, but
when did you want to take it serious? What was the year?
Maybe four years.
Oh, 4 years ago. Yeah. That's it. And you've grown that much that quickly then, in a sense.
Yes, it's the way. Like I have a studio now, and I'm. Every year I try to make something new, and I see the support of the people, so I can see a growing.
And you have a show actually tonight, so tell me about that show.
Yes, I'm about to present my latest release that is El Dorado. The show is about 1 year, 1 hour, 1 hour time, and I have many guests in the night, and there's a freestyle battle before the show.
Oh, okay.
And I'm ready.
Are you battling in the freestyle too or no?
No.
Not anymore. But you used to do rap battles, right?
Yeah.
So how does that work in Italy? What kind of things are you telling your competitors?
5 years ago, a lot of artists with the freestyle battle find the way to promote the music more. But now the focus on the freestyle is less, I think. But anyway, there's so much people that...
So is it like a rap battle where it's two artists face-to-face, or is it kind of... So what when you used to rap battle, what are some things you would say to the people?
I don't know. It depends. A lot of young guys talk about mothers.
So
mainly...
That's the main topic, is someone's mom. So also you opened up for DJ Lord of Public Enemy, right?
Yeah, when I was young.
Yeah, so
how do you know it?
Man, I do research. So tell me how did that happen, and what was that feeling like? You know,
it's
to basically
another
open
crew
for a legend.
Of the north of Milan. The name is COV, and is connected with DJ Lord, the guys that make his booking, I think.
Oh, and
does the booking for?
So, what was performing before someone like that? What was that feeling?
Great, it's like an idol for a lot of guys. That in that years, in that year, it was 2007, I think.
Oh, so that was very young in your career before you even started, you know, taking it very serious.
Yes.
And then this happened. So.
Yeah, well, yes.
So did this change your mind about what you're going to do with music?
Yes, I want to leave doing music. So mm-hmm. that is going to change mainly. Before, I didn't have so much self confidence in that, but sacrifice always pays. So if you work hard,
So I guess that before something like that happened, you weren't really sure if you were good, and like you said, self-conscious about actually trying it.
Yeah, yeah.
So was that moment when you're opening for DJ Lord, was it like a change? Was that when stuff started changing and you started thinking about it more?
Yes, it's that case, but it's more about personal life here in Italy. Sometimes you have to make some choice, but at the end, I understand that it was the right way, and I choose to to give myself at 100% to the music.
So the group that you guys are working with now, how did that group come together?
It's like a crew. So 2007 we made a crew that name is Metzl Legacy, like MSL, and a lot of guy of the near blocks, stuff like that. And after years, some people go, some people come, and now we work before we used to play.
Yeah, now now everybody kind of has their job. Everybody's doing something for the team, for the music in general.
Yeah, yes.
So this is people that you kind of grew up with in it?
Yes, because Lance Kahn or Silla, they are good lyricists too. So we can work with music now, no? And that's the good way, no? So we have a prospect with music now. Before it was more crew, but less
talent.
Yeah, so stuff like that. Yes.
So what is the next step for you? Actually, before we go to that, I want to ask you: have you toured around Italy? Like, where have you performed?
I performed in Rome, Catania, Sicily, Verona, Trento, Trentino, Ala, Empoli, Toscana, Genova, Lavagna.
Oh, so you've been around a lot in Italy.
Yeah.
How often do you tour?
Every year we make. We don't have a tour yet, but we used to have a concert mainly 2 times at month. So Italy is not so big, man. So you can move
around easier.
Fast,
yeah. So where would you say is your biggest following? Is it here in your hometown, Milan?
Or? Yeah, Milan, Rome, mm-hmm. Torino, Napoli, Genova.
So you can go to any of those places and fill up a big crowd for yourself, kind of?
I don't know. It depends from the hype of the situation.
right.
And
so I'm guessing
how
new
the big
album.
Is the city and stuff like that.
Yeah, nice. So what is like the next step for you in your career? What's the next immediate step that you want to reach?
I want to work more. I have a distribution contract.
With a record label?
Yes.
What's the name of the record label?
Believe.
And is that like a big...
It's like a French...
It's a French,
French label. Yeah.
Okay. So,
but here work good, mm-hmm. but it's just distribution. I want to find some cast, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So is that's what you have now, right?
Yes, now it's just distribution.
So you want to get fully signed by this year?
Yeah.
So what is that like the goal for artists here, that they want to get into a record label and get signed, or do people like do independent labels or not really?
It depends. Some guys want to work with a label or major because think that It's like a sure race of his career.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because they're gonna be pushing everything, so yes. For sure it's gonna be like
it's gonna be playing
everywhere.
Yeah. But there's a lot of independent artists that work even better.
Oh, so there is independent artists that are really doing kind of the same things.
Yes, independent. So maybe they have less budget, but they gain
more money because everything's going with them, obviously. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't want to take up too much of your time because you got to go to your performance.
Yes.
But would you drop an Italian freestyle for the show or no?
I can rap a verse.
Yeah. We can play a beat and then.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll play. You want me to play one from my phone? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to have the first freestyle on the show. First Italian freestyle on the show. This beat was brought to you by Josh Lamont. Please follow him at Theme Music Josh. All right. So you want to play the one I showed you earlier?
Yeah, let's listen to it.
Ho fatto il callo a mi caduta, sto volando e mi rigiro. Lirico Lio nel freestyle come un vampiro. Tu su chi cazzo in strada, son con Edison, arrivo sul beat, non vesto Prada. Ma ti investo bro, funziona così quando le chiudo. Un diluvio, per te il preludio. Non mi illudo, non son deluso. Lirico Lione sul boot, col dritto io muso. Sono Marruso. Funziona così, resti confuso. Nel cavo studio, con Edison quando arrivo. Lirico felino, in freestyle italiano. Ma rappo con lo stilo più latino. Sul beat col sample dei Wu-Tang. Sai come funziona senza gang. Il mio stile nel disier. Così che te le chiudo. Lirico Lione sul beat, dal cavo studio.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Italian freestyle. I heard my name twice, so whatever he said, he's not lying.
I did freestyle, but I didn't does freestyle from
for a long time. So that was straight off the top, basically. Yeah. Everything. Nice, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Questionable Behavior podcast. Tell everybody where they can follow your music and where to check you out.
Now Instagram is the main resource for find people and follow his stuff, because my Instagram name is fucking Lionel. The U is a V.
Fucking Lionel, the U is a V.
Yeah.
So make sure to check him out on Instagram and check out his music. And you've been tuned in to the Questionable Behavior podcast from Milan, Italy. Give us 5 stars on iTunes and check us out on Spotify as well. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be hearing his name a little bit more when he features with a couple of our artists from our show. All right. Thanks again.
Remo peso però resto in forma. Le do un beso ma se presto torna. Dico peste corna mentre verso cogna. Già in carogna chiudi quella fogna. Sembri burlino, sei giallo un purino. Sei molle un budino. Io senza bulloni, tu solo un bullino. Pulivo coscienza e mo sopra ciurino. Già in cielo gatta ca. Quante cappe qua nabbia latte ha. Con vichinghi e catte cat. Parte l'art attack, parto gli uppercut. Ho un disco di bestia ma non per gli annali. Sto in testa ai tuoi cani, alla festa agli alani. Io crudo, tu fai un video nudo ma ricordi Alanis. Morissette mi guarda mentre aspetta che ritorni in me. Però quanta fretta è come Morissette. Andiamo in tour baby. Le calzale parigine, io la Tour Eiffel. Non giochi con la combo quando c'è Angidani. Anche se lanci danni, quindi patti chiari. Tritati dalla guida siamo pazzi e rari. O ci ammazzo caghi, solo cazzi amari.
Questa notte manca ossigeno. Navigo tra nuvole, specie se il cielo è livido. Livido, livido. Fumo primavera un ibrido. Faccio giro tondi sopra i mondi. Questo è Billy Cow.
Ibrido, ibrido. Ibrido, Billy Cow. Ibrido, brivido. Questa notte il cielo è livido.
Cerchio bianco no afta. Cerchi bianca ma basta.
Dai.
Sono cauto in grazia. Dani autodidatta. Fra c'è l'auto di mamma. Sono atto Rianzo. Niente colpo in canna.
Se vuoi
ho un colpo e una canna. Sono vecchio e nuovo però meglio. Con il vecchio cogno era meglio. Sbiri pepepe, coro dembele. Voglio il patrimonio dell'UNESCO. Mangio pomme de terre, sono fresco. Se c'è un piede a terra sto da te bro. Se lei tiene a me non esco. Perché in testa ho rap non esco. Apri sul mio braccio perché quando scrivo la mano ma a benzina. Solo bombe a Jazeera. Danni flash come Gordon si allucina. La tua tipa non è cucinata ma cucina. Hai chiuso una rima fra allucinante. Lo giro di polline giallo e gigante. Fra occhio al tuo pollice giallo e gigante. Facciamo sì tante storie. Fate bene ci teniamo. Ogni fra che sippa cose. Se si beve ci teniamo. Sembra che c'è le tue cose. Fai che dopo riparliamo. Se vuoi vendere le rose. C'ho più di un amico indiano.
Vendi queste rose.